You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
This type of thing before where people are asking me, you know, do I want to give my life to the Lord? And so, you know, and I was trying, Rhett, so hard to say no and go through my normal spiel. Not right now, you know, I'm not ready yet. You know, sometime in, you know, in the near future, you know, I do plan on, you know, getting saved and turning my life around one day, but not now. I could get none of those words out. I was trying to say no, but there was only one three-letter word that seemed to be able to come out of my mouth, and that was yes. Oh. And when I said yes, I'm telling you, I literally felt like weight was falling off of me. Just fell off me. And when I said yes, that testimony that I told you about me, once I give my life to Christ and say yes to the Lord, that I'm in it for good. I'm in it for real. I'm not going to be playing, going, backsliding in, getting back right, backsliding back out. When I said yes, God brought that back to my remembrance. And I remember, like, oh, I said yes. And I remember what I said many years ago, that when I get saved, that I'm going to be in it for real. I'm not going to be, I don't want to do this backsliding.
That is biblical, because he says, let your yea be yea, your nay be nay. And he also says, I wish above all things that thou were either hot or cold, because if you are lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Yeah. And I decided that I was going to be hot. I had been cold long enough.
Good for you.
I never wanted to be lukewarm. And even though at that time, I didn't even know that was even a scripture in the Bible. And so by this time, now there's a rumbling going on in this church, because my wife has no idea about my decision. But people were starting to say, hey, your husband is giving his life to Christ. And she's looking around. She's like, no, not my husband. So the long story short, my daughter, my son, and I, all three, gave our life to Christ on January 24th, 1993. Now, technically, my son and my daughter are spiritually older, if that's such a thing, because I was the last one to get baptized. I was the last one to give my life to Christ. So really, they're my elders in the Lord. But all three of us have the same spiritual birthday, January 24th, 1993. And God has blessed our children, our family. And you mentioned in the beginning about having children. You know, and I think you were referring to the time after that, because it was after we got saved and after we got reassigned. I got reassigned to Busan, Korea. And so it was an unaccompanied type tour. So I relocated my family back here in Florida while I had to go and do my tour in Korea. Well, while I was in Korea, I forget the name of these agency. I think it's they deal with children. It's a government agency that deals with children who are in foster care. DCS, I think that's what it's called. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. But my sister-in-law's two boys were basically raising themselves. 11-year-old raising an 8-year-old, and she was out at that time. She was, you know, strung out on drugs, and they were in the system. And the oldest one, most families wanted to keep, but they could not deal with the youngest one because he was on medication, Ritalin, and all of those things. And so he posed a lot of problems that a lot of families didn't want to deal with. And so, but the system would never separate the siblings. So if the family decided that they didn't want the younger sibling, then they would remove both kids and they would go back in the system. And so the oldest sibling, Byron, who's now serving in the military, had lived with us for like a year when we were in Rock Island, Illinois. And so I guess it was divine intervention that God put on his heart to tell the caseworker, you know, says, why can't we go live with our Auntie Karen and Uncle Joe? And they said, well, we never heard of them. And some kind of way they found us, or found my wife in Florida, and asked, you know, would we like to take them in? And so we did. My wife called me in Korea, and she said, I believe the Lord want us to take, you know, these two boys and raise them. And so we did. So I left Florida to go to Korea in 1993 with a wife and two kids. When I came back in 94, I had a wife and four kids. And that's not the end of the story, Rhett. I get assigned to Fort Lewis, Washington. This is an awesome journey when I really think about it, and just talking about it, you know, just bring back a lot of excitement. So I finished the tour in Korea, come back. I have now four kids and not two. And so now I got to learn how to be dad, you know, to two other kids, you know, that are not, you know, biologically my kids, and raise them as sons. And, you know, I'm their uncle, but I really need to be dad to them now. And so I raised them as sons. And so we go to Washington State, and we're there, and we're about, you know, 3.5 years later, we're on a new assignment to go back, you know, overseas again to Germany. And my daughter at this time is in junior high school, and she's playing basketball. And she, one of her teammates has a younger sister, and the younger sister, and they're part of a family. She was in a family of two other siblings, all have different dads. And at the time, the mom was in some kind of trouble with the law, so much so that she thought that she was going to be, you know, locked up and put away for a while. And of course, going to these basketball games, my wife befriended her. And so we were on our way, got orders and everything to go to Germany. And this lady approaches my wife and says, I want you and your husband to take my youngest daughter, Toni, and raise her and give her a better life. I don't know what I have to do. I'll sign over the parentalship and all of these things. And like, and I'm thinking, like, here we go again. Here we go again. Another kid. Now, this one is a little different, because this particular child is not part of our DNA at all. And I'm going to get to that part. You know, it's going to blow you away, but I don't want to give it away right now. And so she gives us the parental and the King County. I think it was King County. I believe that's the right county. King County courthouse. We went there and we got what they call a ward of the state. The parent gave us total parental, authority, whatever, you know, for Toni. And so I took all those information, court documents, to the base, took it to the IG, and Toni became my legal dependent in the military, just like my two nephews. We did the same thing. So now I got a wife and five kids, two daughters and three sons. And now we got a happy, nice size family of seven that I'm traveling with, that are now part of the Moore family. And they have ID cards. They are my entourage. They are my family now. You know, wherever I go, wherever Uncle Sam sends me, if it's not a place where it's a war zone or an unaccompanied tour, they go with me. They are part of my family. So when they cut orders, all of their names are on those orders to travel at government expense. And so we go to Germany. And the tour is 3 years. And so King County judge, you know, he says, well, we need you to report back every year, you know, so we can check in, update. I said, well, you know, I'm going to Germany. I'm going to be over there for 3 years. I says, is, you know, the King County going to pay for the airfare for me to fly back from Germany and fly us back over each year? He says, no. Well, how long are you going to be there? I told him 3 years. And so he made it 3 years. So after 3 years, we would have to come back, you know, and revisit the case and see how she's doing and everything. And so we go over to Germany, and now we have a family full. Everybody's is in church. They're serving the Lord. We're doing fine. And we get calls from Mississippi, which is where my two nephews were from. And, you know, it's about time for Byron, you know, hey, we need to know what you want to do. He's reached that age where you can decide what you want to do. Do you want to stay where you are with the Moors, or do you want to, you know, come home and go somewhere else? No, I'm staying right here. This is my family. Same thing with Corey. And I actually retired in Germany, and we got back to North Carolina. Well, we actually ended up going to North Carolina. And so we get to North Carolina around 2001 is when I retired. 2004, the kids all are now in high school or getting ready to graduate. And so Tony is still in high school, and her biological dad passes away while she's there. And so we do know that her dad's side of the family lived in Chicago. And so my wife and Tony, you know, they go to Chicago to go to the funeral services. And here's where it got really, really interesting, Rhett. And only a God that we serve, an almighty God, an all-knowing God, can do this thing that I'm about to share with you and your audience now. They get there. And my wife's there talking with the grandmother, first time meeting her, and she's looking at the family tree that Tony's grandmother has, and my wife notices that there's some names on that family tree that she is familiar with. And my wife begins to inquire, well, who is this? And her grandmother said, well, that's so-and-so.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.